This is Twit.
We're going to pick your brain right now, if you don't mind. You have a few gift guides that you've posted on AVS Forum. So why don't we pick apart some of your favorites from the list? First, let's start off with a few things for the budget conscious. And honestly, in the home theater world, the term budget conscious is a pretty loose interpretation.
Well, when you take a look at that one as compared to the gift guide for lottery winners...
That's true. We'll get to that.
There is quite a difference. Yes. So we tried to, you know, we tried to keep it easy, you know, in the budget conscious category. We've got a couple of things in there that I think are pretty cool. The One More is the name of the company. Triple driver in-ear monitors, right? They're these little, I hate to call them earbuds because they're so much better than what you mostly call earbuds. In-ear monitors, or IEMs, is what we normally call them. And these guys really sound great. And for $100, you know, okay, sure, you buy a phone or you get a phone or you get any kind of device and you get a pair of earbuds, but, you know, they're crap compared to something like this.
So, usually, yeah.
So this is a huge step up. And so I definitely... definitely recommend that if you want to spend $100. Now, a little bit more expensive, the Sony MDR-1000X headphones are noise-canceling headphones. Now, I myself have tried most of the noise-canceling headphones out there, and they're particularly useful for me when I'm flying. And I don't really like many Bose products, but the Bose Quiet Comfort noise-canceling headphones are an exception. I really love them.
However, I would agree. Yeah.
Yeah, but I heard these at CES, and I was blown away. I was completely blown away. I thought, wow, those really cut the noise down. CES had a great demo place, too. They actually had built a sort of a mock-up of a little bit of an airline cabin where you could go in and sit out and listen to them. And they had recorded music of airline, you know, noise.
Nice.
And they worked great. And they sounded great, too, on the music. So I haven't gotten a pair of these yet, but I am actually looking forward to do that. Streamers, of course, you know, there's so much streaming content on Netflix and Vudu and Amazon and everywhere. One of our favorites is the Roku Ultra. $110, has 4K and high dynamic range capabilities. Netflix, Vudu, Amazon all offer high dynamic range content, which looks so much better than quote unquote standard dynamic range content if you have a high dynamic range capable TV, which is actually down the scroll a little bit to this TCL.
What a TCL? What is it? I don't know if I've heard of the TCL brand before.
TCL brand is an interesting brand. It's a Chinese brand that has been making quite a few inroads into the U.S. market. In fact, they put their money where their mouth is. They actually bought the naming rights to the world famous Chinese theater in Hollywood. It's now called the TCL Chinese Theater.
Oh, okay.
You know, the one with the handprints and footprints in the cement out in the foyer.
Mm-hmm.
Originally was called Grauman's Chinese, and then went back and forth. It got bought and sold, and now it's the TCL Chinese Theater, where there's a beautiful IMAX theater in there. But they make TVs, and they make some of the best low-cost TVs on the market. And this 55P607, $600, high dynamic range with both kinds of high dynamic range formats. One's called HDR10, one's called Dolby Vision. This one offers both. So wow. It's, and for $600 that's really hard to beat. Let's see. We have some speakers in there. We've got Emotiva, another great, value brand. You could say bargain brand, but they really do offer phenomenal quality for the money. And here we have a pair of Air Motive B1 bookshelf speakers for $270 a pair, and a Boss X S10 subwoofer for $299, $300. So with those three speakers, the two bookshelves and the subwoofer, you would have some pretty amazing sound for like on the order of $500.
So let's say you are really budget conscious, like you don't have any money at all.
or much at all.
Say that you, or maybe your dad doesn't need more stuff, but maybe needs some help setting up his home theater. Do you have some suggestions there? Like to go in and say, like, you know, Dad, everything's a mess. You bought all this stuff and you don't know how to set it up. Do you have like guides on your site for that?
Well, we do have some guides for how to set stuff up, and we always look for more as well, or always looking to do more as well. I mean, there's a section on the site called How To, which includes, for example, 12 tips to tune up your TV. So that's very simple. And the cover art there is a few different setup discs, and those cost $20-$30. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you want to give your dad something to help him set up his TV properly, you know, get him one of these discs.
Mm-hmm. It's a project.
Mm-hmm. It's a project, and you could do it together, and that would be really great.
Well, I think, because, I mean, we had a new TV, and it's maybe, like, slightly off, and, you know, I think probably that everyone doesn't know, like, here's the distance your couch should be and all that. And, you know, I do, I kind of led you right into there, because I know you have some good guides on that.
We do. As a matter of fact, I just the other day posted a piece called Tips from THX, and it includes stuff like, where's the best place to put your TV? Where's the best place to put your speakers? Where's the best place to put your seat with respect to the speakers and the TV? So that's a useful little guide there in very general terms. It doesn't get super specific, but it does give you a lot of useful tips on sort of how to think about these things.
All right, so you've got this amazing TV that's capable of all of these things that my TV at home is not. for those who have a decked out Blu-ray player that can handle the Ultra HD, you have a kind of a roundup of some standout titles to kind of show off that technology.
Yeah, we now have, you know, Blu-ray was the optical disc of choice for the last 10 years. Now it's Ultra HD Blu-ray with four times the pixel resolution and this high dynamic range, which I think is far more important than having more pixels, a higher resolution on the screen. And our Ultra HD reviewer, Ralph Potts, put together a list of his favorite titles on Ultra HD Blu-ray. So if your dad has a TV, nice 4K TV with HDR capabilities and an Ultra HD Blu-ray player, which are now down in the $200 range, so it's not that expensive to get one, I recommend some of these titles. Planet Earth 2, for example, phenomenal. I use that in my TV reviews all the time because it just looks so stunning. It's so beautiful with rich colors, and you can see in the little picture there the deep black of space with the bright sun. That's the beauty of high dynamic ranges. You can see both of those at the same time. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite movies is called Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk, which was Ang Lee's latest movie. Megan, I know you actually liked the novel. Did you see the movie?
I haven't seen the movie. We talked about that last year, and I haven't. Yeah, because you saw it before it came out, right? And in VR. No, I don't. Where can I stream it, or do I still have to?
Well, I don't know about streaming, to tell you the truth, but it's certainly available on Ultra HD Blu-ray. Mm. And I would recommend, well, if you have the right TV for it, because this one is very special. Not only is it in high dynamic range, but it's also presented at a higher frame rate than virtually all other movies. All movies, almost all, are shot and presented at 24 frames per second. Okay, a movie consists of a series of still images that are shown to you in rapid succession, and your brain kind of stitches them together and says, oh, this is motion. This is smooth motion. But still, 24 frames per second is not that great. And so what Ang Lee did on this movie was he shot it at 120 frames per second, five times the normal rate. And on the Ultra HD Blu-ray, it's at 60 frames per second. And it just looks stunning. It's so crisp and clear and clean looking. Even the pans, you know, as the camera pans across or somebody runs through, you see so much more detail in that motion than you would at 24 frames per second. I really highly recommend it. And you in particular, you really liked the book, as I recall.
Mm-hmm. I did, so. Yeah. And we talked about how the frame rate really speaks to the story. So I can't believe
it
I
really
forgot to
does.
Watch that one.
So it's easily available on UHD Blu-ray now.
I'm afraid to like spoil my eyes once I see these things, because then I realize I'm gonna have to upgrade all my stuff at home, which is maybe where this next list comes in play. You got to write up possibly the best list of all, detailing a number of things that dads might expect if they first win the lottery,
or yeah,
which is totally me.
Yeah, right.
What are your dream picks?
Well, I got to tell you, my dream pick for a television is from Sony. It's the Sony XBR100Z9D, which is it's a 100-inch TV. I mean, we're getting into projector screen size territory here. 100-inch TV. It's a mere $60,000. But it provides a phenomenal picture. It's an LED illuminated LCD TV. It can reach peak luminance of, I think, 2,000 nits, which is more than most broadcast monitors can achieve. So it gets brighter than that. I mean, you could have a big old party with this TV in a brightly lit room, and it would be perfectly seeable and a wonderful picture. And very few TVs can claim that. So the XBR100Z9 is a fabulous TV for $60,000.
There's that last part that kind of throws me off a little bit.
It better be fabulous.
Yeah,
it is. It's fabulous. Believe me, I've seen it. It's amazing. I can't fit it in my house.
Right.
And do people mount that on a wall ever, or is it really
They can. It can be, but a TV that large, you kind of have to build your house around it.
Yeah, right. You put it in there before the walls go up.
Exactly, exactly. And then, you know, you have some really good contractor secure it to the walls. You put in extra strong studs and whatever, you know. You can do it. It's just going to be much more expensive. Even more expensive.
I think our 65 inches, that's enough. That's big enough for me.
That is the sweet spot. Most people top out at 65, and that seems to be the most popular screen size these days. And you can certainly get a lot of TVs for a lot less than that, and they're still really good. But you know, I was dreaming. What can I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a little dream. What about so this isn't on your list. I just saw this in the news today, and I was happy that you were going to be on, because I could ask you about it. The C-Seed 262.
Oh man, that thing just looks awesome.
It's 19 foot wide. LED screen.
Yes. 19 foot wide. This is in the category of what's called direct LED or micro LED. Instead of an LCD TV where you have light passing through an LCD layer, or an OLED TV, which has its own self-emission characteristics, the actual screen emits its own red, green, and blue light. So does micro LED, but instead of using OLED material, it uses little tiny LEDs. So tiny, in fact, that they're only 1.2 millimeters apart. Wow. And so this is also the basis of the Sony Cletus, Crystal LED Integrated System. And Samsung introduced one at CinemaCon earlier this year called the Cinema Screen. And you can basically build it any size you want, because it's mostly built out of tiles that you just put together like Legos.
Oh, interesting.
This one is, as you say, about 20 feet wide?
Yeah, right around there, 19-foot wide LED.
19-foot wide LED, direct LED. It's 4,096 pixels across by 1,760 pixels up and down, which isn't the full 4K resolution. But they said, you know, we wanted to – I actually called them and asked them about it. And they said, no, we wanted it to be the movie aspect ratio. We wanted it to be as wide and as tall as movies are. And that is an aspect ratio of 2.9 to 1, which is exactly what this is. So that's why they did it that way. Although, if you want to order one with the full 4K resolution.
Yeah, I do.
Sure,
I do.
Sure. They'll build you one.
Okay.
Now this one, the stock version is $539,000. And if you want it installed, that's another $40,000.
Okay. All right, well, now I'm back down to earth. Not that I thought this would be in my ballpark range.
But it's very interesting. It's so interesting.
I guess the question that I have about a TV that large is it better to have it like the expense of a TV that large, or is it better to have just like a really great projection system?
Well, that's a very good question. You could get a super great projection system for way less than that.
I would hope so.
Yeah, you can. I mean, even a digital cinema projector, the projector that they have at your local commercial cinema is in the $250,000 range.
Oh, okay.
You know, and that's going to light up a gigantic screen. Now, you need to figure in the cost of the screen, too, which is going to be in the five figures for a situation like that. But you're still nowhere near half a mil. The only drawback to a projector is that it won't get as bright, as bright.
Right.
And unless you have a special kind of a screen called an ambient light rejecting screen, it won't look very good with the lights on. You have to really have the lights off. Now, you can get an ambient light rejecting screen, and it'll look a lot better with the lights on, but purist videophiles would prefer to watch a projector in the dark. I count myself among them, so I'm not trying to cast aspersions anywhere here. I really like watching in the dark, so that's what I do. But that's the primary drawback of projection.
Yeah. All right. Well, that makes sense. I don't know which direction I'm going to go, whether I'm going to go with the half a million TV or a projection, or just stick with my rear projection LCD 50 inch from 15 years ago.
Oh,
I just don't know what
I'm
going to do.
We'll upgrade you from that.
Probably.
I want to upgrade you from that. I'm now itching to get in there.
Oh, man. I need to.
Help you get something a little more updated.
The problem is it keeps going. Mm-hmm. Like we're like, okay, we need to replace this, but it still works. It's 50 inches. It's not like it's a small TV.
No, that's true. That's true. Although, as Megan said, 65 is now sort of the new 50, shall we say.
All right.
Yeah,
right.
It's true. Days. Yeah, you got to move that TV into the bedroom, and then you need a new TV for the living room. That's what we did.
Yep.
TV's going in the bedroom.
Yes. Scott, I never asked your opinion because my dad, he has a guy, and he ended up getting me the new TV that I was looking for. I was going to ask you. Everyone said ask Scott. So we got a 65-inch Sony Bravia with some numbers at the end. It's an Android TV, and I love it. Mm-hmm. So don't tell me it's the wrong TV because it's already mounted on the wall.
No, Sony makes great TVs. Let me just say that right up front. They make really good TVs. I wouldn't be able to do an evaluation without knowing those numbers at the end, because the word Bravia is simply sort of their brand, sub-brand for TVs. Virtually all of their TVs are called Bravia. So if I knew the exact model number, I would know what the specific capabilities of that TV are. But I have to say, generally speaking, I love Sony TVs. I think they perform very well. Sony's got great engineering, and the video processing is generally top-notch. So I think you can't possibly have gone wrong.
Okay. I'll email you all those numbers at the end, and you can tell me if we did go wrong.
The point is, if it makes your heart happy.
It does.
That's the
And that's it, isn't it? Isn't that the bottom line? In fact, one of those tips from THX is, even if you're set up properly and you want to adjust certain things in order to that you look feel better about what you're doing, go for it.
Yep.
They're not doctrinaire about you must set it up this way and then don't deviate one millimeter. No, they say make it so that you're happy and that you're enjoying yourself. That's the key and the bottom line. And I have to agree.
Yeah, I would agree with that too. Scott Wilkinson, it's always a pleasure getting you on. Thank you for taking some time to join us today.
Really my pleasure. Thanks so much for inviting me.
And of course, you can find Scott on all over Twitter this weekend with New Screensavers and The Tech Guy, and then avsforum.com.
And Home Theater
And don't
Geeks.
Forget my podcast, Home
of
Theater
course.
Geeks.
Of course. Home Theater Geeks as well. You're everywhere. Thank you again, Scott. We'll talk to you soon.
My pleasure. You bet. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.